Okay, let's do this by the book. Step one, introduce yourself to the male in a calm, reassuring tone. Hello. I was here a couple days ago as an observer, but this will be my first breeding session. I've been told that you probably won't understand anything I say, but I've also heard that males will talk with their handlers when they aren't in the breeding rooms. So, I'll just keep talking, I guess. Well, the other girls in my family didn't pass the tests. This year they have gotten much more strict with the genetic requirements. I think they're hoping to fix the male shortage by selective breeding. My mother had 14 pregnancies, 10 of them were boys, but none of them made it to term. So I guess they think I have a higher chance of making another boy for the colony? I don't know if it works like that, but I guess I'll do my part. Anyway, I'm rambling. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous. This is my first time, other than fooling around a little with some of my classmates, but obviously never with a male. Anyways, I should just try to stick to the instructions or I'll never get this done. Step 2. Approach the male slowly, initiate physical contact in a non-threatening manner, such as touching the shoulder or chest. I can do that. You really are not scary at all. I don't understand why some girls say that. Here, can I touch your chest? I'd hold your hand, but I don't have the key that removes those cuffs. You have hair on your face, like some of the other males. I guess your handler doesn't trim it for you? I kind of like it, I guess. It makes you look like a wild animal or something. Step 3. The male must stay hydrated, offer water periodically. Right, I remember this from when I was here before. There should be a water bottle there on the table. Here, let me get it. Are you thirsty right now? No? Okay, I'll put it on the floor nearby. Okay, next step. Using the provided key, remove the lock and cage from the male's genitals. This must be done before attempting to sexually arouse the male, or it may cause physical pain. Okay, this is where it gets weird, right? Is that normal? I mean, I guess I have to ask your handler, I guess. I have to assume that's right. I've never seen one up close. I didn't realize it was going to be soft like that. When I was here last time and I walked through the window, it didn't look soft like that at all. Maybe it's in the instructions? Step 5, remove any garments from yourself that'll interfere with intercourse. Right, I wore a skirt today for this. There, panties off. I guess I'll put them on the table. Next, begin arousal of the male. See page 2 for a list of possible actions. Oh, I must have missed that part. Manual stimulation, oral stimulation, nipples? Huh. Well, at least they provided pictures. What about... Step 7, continue arousal until the male's penis is fully erect. Okay, that makes sense. Here, I'll try the first one. It looks like you just kind of go like this. Wow! It's very warm and smooth? Kind of sweaty, but that might just be from your cage. The tip is so soft. You moaned. Did you like that? Oh, it's starting to get firm now. It's like stiff, but still velvety smooth. I didn't realize it would be like that at all. Okay, now the second picture makes more sense. I wasn't sure how I was supposed to stroke it when it was all soft like that. How about this? Wow, it's getting bigger. It kind of stands up on its own now. And is it moving? Huh, if I let go, it keeps moving a little. What did it say about oral stimulation? Oh. Ew. I don't think I can do that. I was thinking the other way around, like I straddle your face or something. Oh, do you like that idea? You must understand me, you're nodding. Do you want me to try that then? Let you taste me? I can definitely do that. Ugh. Oh, you're not shy at all, are you? Oh, fuck, that feels amazing. I mean, I've fooled around with other girls before, but you are just so aggressive. You know, straddle over you like this. My face is right in front of you, too. I suppose I could try it? Just a little lick? It keeps getting bigger in my mouth. So much harder than before. I don't know how big it's supposed to get. I mean, I know where it's supposed to go. Maybe I should stop in case it gets too big and I can't get it to fit. Here, I'm gonna get up and see if the instructions help. Step 8. If necessary, apply lubricant to your and or the male's genitals. Definitely not necessary. And the next step is mount the male. Really? No other help besides that? Oh boy. I'm not sure if I'm ready for this. I should put this down on the floor. Oh, the water bottle. Are you thirsty yet? Yes? Here you go. Drink up. Better? Okay, we can't put this off anymore. And, maybe wiggle around a little bit, and, oh my god, it's in. Oh, it's so thick. I feel so full. How far are you? Let me feel. What the hell? You're barely in at all. Do I have to fit it all inside of me? Okay, I'll try. Oh my god. That feeling, I think that's it. Fuck. Okay, what about the ejaculation part? I know that's important. Shit, I left the clipboard on the floor. I think I can reach it. There, I'll leave it on your chest for now, if that's okay. What's next? Move yourself up and down on the penis with a steady pace until he ejaculates. See page 3 for further information and suggestions. Yeah. That part. Okay, I remember watching this part. I can do this. Just up and down, right? Oh, that feels really good. Feels so much better than I would have imagined. I guess it makes sense. Our ancestors didn't have to worry about a shortage of males. They were everywhere. They didn't have to worry about breeding duty. They needed another reason to keep doing it. Oh, it makes sense that if it felt this good, they would want to do it all the time. I know if I had a man of my own, I'd want to do this every day. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you're moving. You're thrusting into me. Oh, I'll just... just fuck. Hold myself here. Keep thrusting, please. Please. Oh, God, your moans. Just keep going. Keep going like that. Keep going into me. Oh, God. Didn't know how I did before this. Oh, fuck. Are you... Oh, you're throbbing. Oh, I can feel it shoot into me. Oh, good boy. Very, very good boy. This is incredible. This feeling. Are you done? I don't know how long this is supposed to take. Here. Okay, step 11. After ejaculation begins, lower yourself fully onto him. Wait a few moments to be sure all of the semen has been released and the penis has begun to soften. Good. That's easy. I'll just sit here a bit. You're still breathing pretty hard and you're all sweaty now. It feels so good. We're still throbbing a bit. I don't know if this is allowed, but I guess I really have to touch myself. No, don't move. This won't take long. I'm so fucking turned on. That full feeling you dripping out of me. Just the feeling of this hot, muscular body underneath me. I don't know why, but this is just really driving me wild. I'm gonna come with a man inside of me. God, that feels so good. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna... Felt so good. I'm a little embarrassed. You won't tell anyone, will you? Oh, but what about you? I should be taking care of you. I think you should take another drink. The water bottle is still half full. Here, try to finish it, okay? I have to say, I thought I knew how this all worked. When I came to watch a breeding session, I had no idea. Like, people used to do this all the time. I heard that every woman had her own man at home to breed with. Can you imagine? And then, today, this was so different. You know, feeling it rather than watching. Thank you for being gentle with me. Okay, I think that's been long enough. There's a couple more things on this sheet. Blah, blah, blah. Wet and dry towels will be provided for cleaning. Please be certain to clean the male fully and allow him to become fully flaccid before putting the cage and lock back on. Okay, that should be pretty easy. I'll just get up. Ooh, that feels weird. Like, I'm all empty now. And I'm dripping. Is that... Wow, that's the stuff. It looks so simple, even though it's practically magical. Just a white liquid. Anyway, let's get you cleaned up. That's so weird. It's all soft again, like it was when I got here. I'll grab your cage. Yep, you fit right in. Okay, where's the lock? Oh, it's right by your foot. Okay, the last step says place all soiled towels in the provided container before leaving. You've been so wonderful. Thank you for being patient with me. I don't really know how we're supposed to say goodbye. Would it be okay if I gave you a kiss? Okay, I'll do that then. Bye!